Now we go up to Roseanne out there. And are you living in Arizona now? Did you leave Georgia?
No, I'm in North Carolina.
It's pronounced Carolina, North Carolina.
North Carolina, it is.
Carolina.
I haven't moved there yet because I'm going to have to wait here. My daughter's getting married next year. I want
Damn
to,
those
I
families. They're always interrupting. Don't let the families interrupt your life.
I know. Ion, what do you think? Should I be going to Sedona sooner than later?
We'd be there already.
Really?
Sure,
it'd probably
why
a lot
not?
More
so, the reason you want to go is the reason you should already be there.
I know. I would like to already be there.
Well, then, why you scheduled your plane ticket when?
I did. I'll probably drive
well,
there if I go.
Me. That's fine.
I've been holding off here, and I don't know.
You don't know what? Oh, you mean you're not,
I don't
you're
know
staying.
If I'm
gonna, well, you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm going to stay.
Don't wait
here
around
for
your daughter's wedding. Your daughter's wedding's probably going to collapse in a couple of years. Nobody stays married anymore, so this is a big bunch of bullshit. Make sure it's a cheap one. Just go to the city hall, you know, have one or two witnesses.
Well, there's nothing wrong. Do the thing. You move to Sedona. Go back to the wedding. Help a little bit. You're visiting. You can live there. You don't have to be there for them to get ready to get married. Do you?
Yeah. You never were there for your daughter. Parents don't realize they're not there for their kids anymore over the last 50 years. The kids have discarded multiple bodies, and you're a minor part of their life, just as they're a minor part of your life. Get over being a family. It's not happening anymore.
I'm going to have to agree with some of that, Bob, because I think it's true. They kind of tell us what we need to do instead of us telling
yeah.
anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
She pretty much knows what she wants anyway.
Hey, what you need
yeah,
to do is tell her how she's got several bodies. If you start talking Bob knowledge, that's the best marital advice you could give her. Prepare her for what's happening.
Well, she started listening to Ion and you at one time, months ago, and she said that was crazy stuff.
Well, you have to set an example.
As I try to listen to Ion, she goes, but I don't know what the heck he was talking about. I didn't get a chance to really... talk
well,
to
you
her
tell
about
her.
It.
You tell her what you think he's talking about. You translate it.
Right. I did.
You know, engage in dialogue. Come up with different ways to yeah. make her trick her into talking about it. Makes your life interesting.
Yeah, I actually was listening to the program last week, and I don't know who you were talking to. Was it Bart you were talking to about?
Yes.
Okay, so he was talking about, Ion brought up the subject about engaging with his partner so that she would maybe be intrigued or interested. And
Yeah,
so I was kind of relating to that subject. I started talking in the very beginning to people about it. They didn't get it, but I stopped talking about it. But in a different way, I think I bring it up every now and then, but not to the point where they're
interested.
Yeah, or they already have in their head what they think things should be, so I don't get too
Well, if you start glowing, they'll respond.
I absolutely agree with that.
You're not glowing?
So,
you just run up the mountain? You tell them how much you run every day?
I haven't been doing that lately. I'm not up the mountain because I was in Georgia by Stone Mountain. Now I'm not by a mountain, which is a lot why I want to go to Sedona because there's a lot of hiking trails. For a lot of different reasons,
yes.
And I resonate.
Okay,
you know that
you have,
lady
a,
that
you have
I
a topic? Yeah, that lady, the psychic lady or whatever she was, yeah?
Yeah, I want to tell you about that. She passed March 2013.
Right around the time we were talking about her.
No, it was after that. I forget the actual date. It was months later. Her cancer came back. But anyway, yeah, she had passed. That's one of the reasons I wanted to go back and visit her again as well. She was the oracle for Archangel Michael. I called her daughter, and I wanted to know where anybody is going to take that forward because she has so much information, and it's just sitting in her son's house, I guess, and nobody's doing anything with it.
Well, Well, they should get rid of it. It didn't work. She died. If you're dying, then whatever you're telling people is not working. It's irrelevant. You're not getting your concepts right. You should only be here every week engaging high. What else is there worth engaging? There's nothing as challenging. Everybody else is a fucking idiot. Let me tell you that. That's what's when you get ascended. Every other source of information on the planet is fucking stupid compared to this thing. Compared to this environment I was in. I mean, look, she died. And she didn't even pick up from you that you had the answer with the RNA drops that she could have taken for her cancer. So she's pretty lousy psychic or oracle.
Well, she started taking it, Bob. She started taking it, but...
But?
You know,
what's the but? What's the but?
It was a short period of time, yeah.
How come the drops didn't save her, Ian?
She didn't want saving.
She wanted to live in another world she thought was better.
Yeah, I don't think she can handle this.
Is she better off now, Ian?
Didn't say.
Is that too personal to comment on a God's situation?
No, but Ian? It's becoming...
Is she aware of what Roseanne's doing right now with you?
Oh, sure. But it's becoming, so we don't want to sully it.
I'm not understanding what's becoming.
We're always becoming, Roseanne.
What if we brought her back? It'd be a very different conversation then, wouldn't it?
Is she going to be coming back?
We didn't say. It's a working work that may indeed work.
Of her work that she did?
Our work.
Yeah, not what she did, what she's doing now. In other words, she died, she transitioned, and she's learning and doing things as a result of that, where she didn't transition. Whatever she did to herself, it's giving her a new perspective on her becoming.
Was she an actual oracle for Archangel Michael, Ion?
No.
No?
Nope, that's it. Nope.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Ion, it's often explained by the humanists that, oh, someone tapped into their unconscious and they're just spouting unconscious vomit. Is that what's happening, or is there another thing that made her say these things that she thought she was being oracular? Is there another aspect to look at it?
Yeah, she was things just that was just the wrong description. The adjectives don't work. But connecting into completion was very well. You see what I'm saying? Some people call it different things.
But she was enhancing and moving along her ascension path rapidly while being in what you called an oracle.
Well, if you can drop the orientation, you're probably all right.
Was it her trying to rationalize anomalies that were occurring to her?
We'd say maybe a little both.
Rationalization and anomalies. Is that the both?
Inside out and outside in, probably. We're commenting on something that's becoming, so every answer we give is becoming, so you're not going to get there yet.
Becoming, but who's becoming?
She.
She is becoming for
yeah.
here. Now, when I saw her in Sedona, we were at that restaurant, and at a moment, Michael came through and was talking to me. Was that the case?
Sometimes.
Because, see, her eyes are very, very blue, and at that moment, I asked her, I said, when does Michael come through you? And at that moment, her eyes were starting to turn gray, and he came through, and she normally goes into a trance. And so he came forward. I could feel his energy in my body.
Certainly, but we're not saying that didn't occur. Your question was she the uber, goober, snooper, duber person for Michael? And we say no. Did he show up? He certainly did. But he also come up in a teaspoon, too, darling.
But what is all that? I mean, she says she has 30 years of his work where he came through her. Is that? I mean, I'm sure she's not the only one.
No, finish the question. Is that bullshit? Let's finish the question.
Okay, Michael, of all people, would engage it in time.
But again, Michael would not engage in time?
In time.
Michael would not engage it in time. It wouldn't be 30 years worth. It's Michael. There'd be no time attached to it at all. See, it's maybe it's just an impertinent reference point of non-exclusive bullshit, but it wouldn't be that way. So the telltale signs of that is nah, thank you, but that's why nobody's dying to get their hands on all these wonderful little delicious things. Post it on the internet. Post it all on the internet. It's all great fun. Dump it somewhere in a dumpster near you, and it'll work itself out. It'll find its way. It's not a problem, and we're not even bashing what she did or didn't do. We don't care. It's perfectly fine, but we're just saying the words that you are using that she says was are not the words of Michael, mostly.
Were they the words of something else, Ion? A demon? A fairy?
No. When Michael did come through, it was Michael, but then the rest of it was backfill. What do we call auto wash?
So Michael did come through her at some point?
Several times, yeah.
Over 30 years.
She also said other entities have come into her space, too.
Yes, of course, but you see, our point is that happens with everybody. It's like the gifts of the spirit. Everyone has them. Just because you push them down and squish them over here, there's talk. We used to do melting titanium. Those are recorded. It's great fun. Bob actually recorded melting titanium. It's pretty hysterical for an ESP show because everybody can do it. And besides, the high school girls are doing it for free, so what else are you going to do?
But I have to agree with Bob. I mean, today it's like, I mean, I try to listen to every show, even though I don't engage like I should, Bob, but I do listen, and everything else has become not interesting in my life.
And that's normal. That's very normal. But now, we're not saying don't engage in other things, but what you find, it becomes more of a driver. It's like, no. I know what icing tastes like, and that's imitation. I want the real thing. I'll not have anything, but if I'm going to eat butter, I want a little bit of real butter. I'd rather have the genuine rather than a pound of the alternative, you see. So the richness is just that. It's delicious, and you want it. And it'll slide real easy down your throat hole.
I think probably a lot of us Ionettes and folks been on the RNA, we're all coming up against things that were interesting to us before, things that we engaged in are no longer. You know, sometimes nothing is better than something that we thought was interesting before. At least that's what I'm experiencing these days. I can't seem to find those things that once really were passionate or interesting are no longer.
Well, you know why. You don't need to dwell on it. You know why. You've changed. Why wouldn't you change?
Right. Yeah, that's what this whole thing's about. Even, like, with people. I probably feel like Roxanna a lot. I mean, you know, just to engage, to go out with people is not even interesting anymore. That's not a good thing in a way because we all need, well, this is good, talking on the phone and listening and to the show. That's the most interesting thing. But, you know,
yeah.
A lot of this other stuff going away where just to be in the presence of somebody is of no interest anymore.
It's like this. Once you go never it, you can never seem to better it.
In that video, Porn Asafi, she brings up the point, well, why does everybody want to fuck Bob? Well, you know, that's the point. I'm the best fuck around.
But maybe what they're saying is they're saying, fuck Bob. Maybe it's how they're saying it. Maybe it's fuck Bob.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Chances are. But then there could be offers for dates, too. So never count.
If anybody's fucking me, it's on this show. You're fucking me right now in this coitus discarnate right. state, Roseanne.
Nice.
I'm already
nice.
Feeling sad.
And Ion. Connie, not so much. Connie stays out of it.
Ion, I have a bottle of Warrenet. It's probably about a year and a half old, even though we don't do time. Is that still
right.
good?
It is still good. Don't waste it. It is still good. Shake
awesome.
It up good.
Okay.
Shake right. it up good.
Yes.
Pound it. That'd be a bottle you want to just pound because it's several generations ago. So it's all good. Engage it. Engage it and then get your new one and see the difference. Just pound it. That'd be great fun.
Get the new generation.
Yeah, I'm still on the 111th generation. I'm trying to finish that up, but I have not been I only take like 3 or 4 drops a day. Sometimes that's just enough for me.
Have you had a teaspoonful at one time, really?
Never, no.
What would happen if you did? What would it do? Aren't you
okay.
just dying to bust a gut to find out? Doesn't it seem like the most fun ever, ever, ever?
Well, I certainly don't drink it on the
walking on the air. He's walking on the air and floating
yeah.
and jumping over small buildings and nice women. It's beautiful.
Okay, just hold it, Roseanne. I'm going to put you on mute. I want to check to see someone else if they want to say something before they drop off, okay? Who's this, Sarah or Michael?
No, this is Sarah, but I muted myself.
Oh,
Did you get the box of RNA drops and everything we sent you?
Yes, I got a Carolyn's Care package. Mm-hmm.
What was in it?
2 Remags and a Realign. Thank you.
So you did get it after you said you didn't. You did get it. It's completed.
I did. And I also wanted to add that I noticed I got a Remite a couple orders ago. That was, I kept forgetting to bring that up, but I'm extremely happy about that.
Okay, good. Do you have a question for Ion?
Is there going to be something sometime? Are we going to have something sometime, Ion? Is it going to be some time? And when we have something,
well, yeah,
will it be that time?
Ice cream? You want an ice cream?
Is something coming, and it's going to be that time, and then there's...
We got to do something.
I knew it. It's going to be sometime. We're going to get something.
Just take it all. Just take it all, baby. There's something. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Take you right on down through there.
Mm-hmm. Just get a nice, good Snicker bar and make a belt buckle out of the Snicker bar, maybe.
Maybe. Now, the fun part then becomes you have the world. What are you going to do with it?
That's that little crux, the pondering before I go, oh, shit, why did I do that? With the making of the ups of what to do, yeah.
There's something.
A little something before the sometime. That's when it's the best, yeah.
Okay, that's it, Sarah? Going to someone else?
Yeah, if people have, like, more poignant questions, of course, let them go.
Okay. Back to you, Roseanne. Do you have a question?
Ion, as we ascend, does our bodies get lighter to the point where we're in crowds?
Yes.
And people actually do not recognize us or see us or notice us?
Yeah, but lighter doesn't know what that means. That's just your position. You can get to where you don't see yourself in the mirror after a while. And what you see is the memory of it. That's why you look in the mirror and then you look again and you're like, wait a second, how did I get out of here like this? See? That's how that goes, because that's history. So, yes, you are getting lighter, and yes, you can be invisible many times.
I mean, specifically when I'm in a crowd, just not me, I'm talking in general for any who are ascended on the RNA. Can we be in a crowd and
not be seen and walk through walls, appear, reappear, disappear, and some people go, wait a minute. And you'll take a digital photo of something, and you saw this picture arena, the scope of where the picture was taken, and you know they were not there. And then they take a digital image of it, and they snap it, and they look at it, and you see somebody. You're like, how the fuck did he get in there? He wasn't there. See, because the digitized image in the cloud always represents it.
I was walking across the street here in this area where I live, and there was a truck coming up towards me at a stop sign. And I was waiting for it, and I was looking at that person in his eye, and I know that he was looking at me. And, you know, I've been very careful because of my accident, so I'm like, okay, he sees me. I know he's going to stop at the stop sign. There's no traffic in this area. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him,
like,
and I'm getting
like
ready
to pull
cross.
Through you.
And he still kept on going. We had eye-to-eye contact. I don't understand. He didn't see me, even though he had eye contact with me?
He did not see you.
Oh, my God. As I was going across, I'm like, I'm going to get hit again by a car. It's one of those moments where I feel like, again, I believe that probably many folks that are centered are feeling like this off and on, where we can be in places. And then that's another reason why even be somewhere in a crowd if you're not even going to be noticed or recognized. You might as well be by yourself.
You notice them. You can observe. You don't have to be noticed, but you can enjoy your observation.
That's right. I always feel like I'm the observer anyway. So, Ayanna, I have another question. If we could talk about CERN for just a moment. I guess it's the logo that says CERN. Is that actually the three sixes that depict the beast?
No, they're not that. In fact, Bob is just playing with them. He just does all that kind of shit. He pumps this stuff. Him and Reverend Slack, they can run around here and try to make up shit. Then he sprinkles cookies in the damn thing and messes it up. It's ridiculous. Don't mind all that. It'll all blow over pretty soon. Bob's just looking for tax dodges anymore. He's just trying to burn up some money. It's all right.
I don't know what they're doing, but if we do pay attention to any type of news, they say they're gearing up, obviously, for the September 23rd. I mean, they're gearing up full power for CERN. And then,
so is Bob.
So is Bob. We're going to do it on the 22nd. You watch. Nothing will come to their scene.
They'll probably slip
it. We'll be at.
Don't worry.
Okay, I was married on the September 22nd.
Yeah, that's a good date.
But anyway,
good.
I guess, you know, it's all gearing up.
It's not gearing up. Nothing's gearing up, Roseanne. That's what you got to realize. Nothing's gearing up.
It's just there. It's just...
Yeah, the Android means pretty empty. They're not even there to feed you. They're not feeding you anything. Just stick with us, Roseanne. Engage, Ion, and Carol.
Can we talk about cell towers? I've been in the cell tower business for a long time. Now, AT&T is actually, as I understand, they're dropping out of the cell tower business.
Yes,
and
they are.
Can you tell me the reason they are?
No money in it.
What are they going to be replacing that with?
Why? Bye. Oh,
okay,
no, wait. They're not going there. But the triangulation point is not that way. It's all into Wi-Fi. The cloud can't sustain it. It's like your dial-up internet connection. It's not holding.
So American Towers, they are one of my clients, and they just purchased out many of the Verizon towers, and they're building all over, so their work is really going strong. So if AT&T is going out of that, would not a lot of these other tower companies, are they going to continue climbing towers? Are they still going to, is this going to be replaced eventually by some kind of other technology?
Yeah.
Is that going to be sooner than later?
We can't say because Bob will get cross with us.
Oh, Carol will get mad.
Oh, yeah, if we let Bob know, she'll really, really get angry, so no. But, yeah, it's going to change, or they are changing it, and it's developing.
Because we're hiring, they're supposed to be releasing like 40,000 to 60,000 military folks, I think, from Afghanistan into the civilian world. I'm going to be a part of that, hiring these guys to go get them trained and climb towers. Is there going to be jobs for these gentlemen, training them in the years to come, or is this just a very short...
Short situation? Short, yes.
Okay, microwave. If we can talk about microwave.
They're more easily triangulated, yes.
Is that a positive thing, or is microwave part of controlling the masses?
We're going to control everything. It'll be like Gozar the Gozerian in Ghostbusters. Are you a god? If you are, okay, good. If you are not, then you're gone. You're done. So go ahead.
I'm with you on that, being a god, and understand you're in charge, but their agenda, I'm just talking about their agenda with microwave. What is that agenda, building so much microwave and broadband?
They don't have a better agenda.
Okay, thank you, Roxanne. Did you come back in a better line, Roxy? Did you want to ask a question?
It's Roxy time.
Yes, I am you said you're becoming physical.
Yes.
How is that? It's part of the metamorphosis in the cells.
You got to go at it from a different way. Go at it from a different way, darling.
So it's non-physical becoming physical through us?
For you or through you?
Through?
Through.
We asked, which way?
She said through.
Then we could say sure.
I'm very surprised that people still get offended, for example, by just talking about orgasm. I mean, we can make jokes, but even if we talk about these things from a physiological point of view, people get offended. Is there any way to make a type of porn that shows this six-bodied coitus?
Yeah, it's in Bob's inbox.
Buck Owens, looking back to see.
Dude.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see. You were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company. One Sunday afternoon as I was riding down the street, I met a cute little girl all dressed up so sweet. And the way that she was stacked, wished that I had a Cadillac. But who would notice me as to driving my Model T? I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see. You were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
Listen, baby, it don't matter to me. Even in your Model T, you're as cute as you can be. If you take me for a ride, I will sit close by your side, and I will guarantee we'll have fun, oh man alive.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see. You were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
Oh, me. Oh, gee.
Perhaps you'd notice me if I wasn't driving this Model T. I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see. You were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain came to see that I'd enjoy your company.
Now, Roxy,
that kind of song.
Yeah,
Roxy,
this song was posted 10 minutes ago, okay? So I knew that you would be coming on because you're the one who's all about the Looking Back Texas theme. And now he's doing it again. So ask Ian about why you're tagged with the Looking Back.
This is the kind of porn that doesn't offend anyone. That's pornography. There, but go with it.
Yeah,
how was that pornography?
As Baudrillard. Understand.
Baudrillard?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why is this song pornography, Ion?
It's how to get jiggy. I'm trying to see if you're interested. I'll give it to you. I'll sit close to you. I'll let you take it. I'll rise you till you fall down. Come on, I'm going to look back and see if you're looking at me. If you're looking back and look at me.
Look to see if you're looking at me.
She said, what kind of porn is it going to take to get this where it's not offensive? We said, we can go to this kind. This is done in the 50s. But they haven't invented anything new yet in coitus. There's not an orifice that hasn't been filled yet, my dear.
Country porn.
Country pornography.
I think the real pornography of I and Dom is that we are seeing what is not supposed to be seen. Like, we have to see something to believe it.
But yet, you forfeit many experiences because of your lying eyes.
Yes, and you always said only what we can hear is real. So even the real reality that we see, it's a virtual reality. I think what we really want to see, this pornography that we cannot see, is the non-physical that is now becoming physical and that we are going to see. In the universe, they said, most of the matter out there is antimatter. We cannot see it. We can only see a very little part of the universe. So I'm trying to understand what is this non-physical that we cannot see and that it's becoming the physical.
The space between you and you. Virtual vitality.
Is this a space like waveforms, acoustic?
Maybe, but we don't like the way you apply it.
So how should it be applied?
Correctly.
And how is this related to the conquering of the last enemy, which is death?
That's not the last enemy, that's the first step to ascension.
And according to you, which is the last enemy?
Just straight ascension. Just strictly ascension.
There are no more enemies. And somebody asked me if I am the whore of Babylon. But I say, I'm the whore of Babylon. What would you say to that?
We would congratulate you on your recognizing your position.
But it's funny because I haven't had sex for years, and now I'm the whore of Babylon.
Are you bragging or complaining?
Both.
Excellent.
Yes. The metaphysical poets were doing these extreme metaphors, hyperbolic metaphors, to provoke people, to wake them up, to make them think about what they thought were more relevant issues like God and why are we here and all these things. So they thought shocking people with this extreme language would wake people up. And I was saying, Bob, we're trying to do this meta non-physical poetry and shock people. We're not trying to offend them. We're just exploring.
Why do you care?
Well, you're right, because I'm thinking in that they always said that you have to create an emotion to sell. So maybe if they're offended, that's a type of emotion that also can be effective.
Yeah, you don't care, so it doesn't bother. They can do what they're going to do. Let them do what they're going to do. They're going to say what they're going to say. It doesn't affect you.
Well, I don't want to offend people. I want them to have fun.
Well, and that's wonderful. So share it that way and be easy with it. And it, first of all, fuck them if they can't take a joke. And if that doesn't work, then choke them if they can't take a fuck.
How do we sing the new song? Is it just talking?
We don't want to acknowledge it.
What happened that you were able to talk back to us?
The cloud.
Is that your cloud, Ian, or the chip body cliche cloud?
Our cloud.
Did humans make it?
No.
Did it could have happened at any point? Did it happen now because it was timely?
And we just got impatient. Enough. Mm. Let's go. Vamanos. Right. See? Vamanos. Vamanos. Maricón. Vamanos.
Were we getting more into your face, Ion, as non-physical? We were getting, you're non-physical. We as physical were getting so enhanced with the electric environment that we were getting into your face, so to speak.
Yeah, F-A-C-E. The lines and spaces were being filled with 8th and 16th notes.
Did you say F-A-C-E?
Yes.
That's in the angel diagram.
Tonal.
Or in the chapter 23. Tonal.
Tonal.
What did you mean by tonality?
Tone of sounds of F, A, C, or E.
So real frequencies.
That's why you don't like A flat.
I do like A flat.
No, you don't.
That would be D sostenido.
Oh, so see, that's even you don't like A flat, see? That would be D, gotcha.
Yeah, it's an enharmony frequency. And I also wanted to know, what was the process that made the Gulf dissolve with the electric environment? How this thing happened? What was the Gulf that it was dissolved by electricity?
It was electricity, but it wasn't electric. Do you get that?
Not really.
Let's go back to Looking Back, Texas. At Looking Back, Texas, they would say you have to have a visual space to look back to see what you were looking back to see. So if you're looking back to see something, you've got to have eyes to note what you saw. So if you're seeing the sighted things that are seen, then you sight the seeing sighted, then the seeing sight that you saw could see that you were looking back to see, that you were looking back to see, that you saw. See, saw, see, see?
See.
So it was saw. So it was sawed. If it was sawed, then it was seen. I see, said the blind man, who reached his hammer and saw.
How come I want to see if seeing is not real?
You won't let go.
How could I, or we, let go of this impression we have to see to believe?
That's very good. It's M. Bob Zimbox. Bob, you're doing great tonight. This is great. She's doing good. You're actually on point tonight, darling.
Yeah, I'm the whore of Babylon. This is the point I can make.
Right. This is a song called Babylon.
Listen, folks.
tonight, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in that. Babylon, Babylon. Saturday running wild and all the lights are changing red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing chemicals rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel, admit to some of those bad mistakes I. If you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail in now. Let go of your heart.
Yes, awesome. I was thinking we're all hordes of bombs.
Excellent.
That was a really good song, Ayn, and I'm going to read the lyrics because apparently they apply to you, Roxy. So here's what it says. Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green to red, turning over TV stations, situations running through my head, looking back through time, as you're looking back. You know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool, to open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday, I'm running wild, and all the lights are changing red to green. What was the previous one? The opposite, red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing. Chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here. You know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel. Admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. And if you want it, come and get it. Crying out loud, the love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Babylon, Babylon, Babylon. Sunday, all the lights of London shining, sky is fading red to blue, kicking through the autumn leaves and wondering where it is you might be going to. Turning back for home, you know I'm feeling so alone. I can't believe climbing on the stair, I turn around to see you smiling there in front of me. And if you wanted, come and get it. Crying out loud, the love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go your heart, let go your head, and feel it now. And he repeats that. And then Babylon, Babylon. So what does that communicate to you, Roxy?
Turn on your hypothalamus. turn it on.
Do you have something to add to that, Ian?
If you're in the Hayward fault zone, you should take cover.
Powerful earthquake possible, it says, 4 hours ago. Okay, so they're actually predicting an earthquake?
You're welcome.
Yeah, it says 4 hours ago, there's a big earthquake coming. Tuesday's magnitude 4.0 earthquake in this, what's the date of this? I guess it's now. Yeah, 4.0, I didn't hear about that earthquake in San Francisco Bay Area. Caused relatively little damage, but it gave a glimpse of the potential geological threats the region could face.
No me metas ahí dentro, no.
Hey, Rojo, nos invitaron.
Ah, es el menú.
All right.
Stay like air.
What the heck? I muted you, Roxy. I don't know if you caused that sound. Okay, back to the article. Scientists believe the strong evidence suggests the major quake will strike the San Francisco Bay Area. The only question is when. That's the general anxiety, right, Ion? It's been going on for years. Or do they mean,
it's a new bubble. We need some stuff out the ground, and the only way to get to it is to open it up, tear it up from the floor up. So here it comes.
Oh, we require it.
The superfluous we in your pocket, yes.
For some reason, I'm spinning, Carolyn. Could you take over the questions?
You're spinning out of control?
Yeah, my computer's spinning for some reason. Whatever that sounds.
And how does that affect your vocal cords?
I'm distracted by, I can't get to the next information.
Well, wait till it stops spinning.
Well, it's not. I can't even click things off.
So shut down. Do a hard shutdown.
Ian, yeah, but there you did my computer. Okay, go ahead, Carol. Major earthquake. Find out what's the issue here.
There's no issue. The earth is shaking, and that's another shaky. What's the big deal? Right, Ion?
Precisely. We're just for those that want to know.
Hey, Ion, have you seen new atrial fibrillation book?
Yes, we adore it. We were trying to pimp it out earlier, but they were shutting us down.
Yeah, it's a Kindle, and it's got the coolest cover ever. My guy just gave me some examples of kind of what I wanted, and it turned out beautiful. It's got
Valentine
hearts all over. Amazing. So I'm very excited about that, even though I'm trying to get people to stop having atrial fibrillation, even though you told me years ago that my heart stuff was just me going to other worlds. So why would you want to block that, right?
Correct. And hey, in the worst case scenario, they give you Viagra and you don't want to have sex. Now, what the fun is that?
I know. I mean, pulmonary hypertension, that's not a condition that I talk about much. But did you hear what Aaron said, that the Viagra drug was first identified as a pulmonary hypertension drug, and then I guess the guys started getting erections on it, so they quickly repositioned it.
So was Rogaine.
Oh, Rogaine, what was it used for first?
Pulmonary edema. And it grows hair.
Yeah, so instead of accepting the fact that they were growing hair on people's knuckles and in the wrong places, they decided to say, hey, this is exactly what it does. This grows hair, so that they wouldn't get sued.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Repositioning. Okay, so shall we do some rewrite questions, Bob?
No, there's a lot of people coming in. I want to give them a chance. So let's see. Greg, Greg and Ginny. Do you have a question, Greg or Ginny?
Hey, Bob.
It's DQ.
Hello, Greg.
Ion, we've spoken about magnetic north and true north coming together as an analogy for the joining of non-physical and physical?
We say merging, but yes.
We've also discussed that when you put two North Poles together, they're going to want to snap away from each other. So let's presume that there is that snapping action of North and True North away from each other. And I want to know, let's, as an example, 31 degrees north latitude. Where would that snap to?
64 degrees on the other end of the pole.
South latitude.
Yes.
Thank you. 64. Wow.
When you're connecting, see, because when you're connecting, you flip them around north to south, the reason they attract is because they're trying to make the furthest distance between the two poles. That's why they attract. It's not because they're attractive, it's trying to make the poles be the furthest away.
What rules does attraction make it the furthest away? Isn't it attraction making it the closest it can be?
No, because now the pole, when it's north to north, they repel. When it's south to
right.
north, they click. They're joined together, and they're not really attracted. They are making the north and south poles be as far away as possible. That's why they attract. And when you try to push the force north to north, they repel vehemently.
And that's what I'm referring to as the snap when they repel.
Correct, but it's not. Then the repel is nothing other than forcing the poles to be as far apart as possible, the furthest distance possible.
Which, if 30 is going to 60 on the other side of the equator, that's about half.
Just a little bit more than half.
Yeah, it's as far as it can get away, because if it started going any more, then you'd get the other effect of
again.
Exactly. Excellent. I also wanted to mention about this thing with sex, just something that I read, again, it was probably 40 years ago I read this, so I'm just going to give you some of the details. A bunch of anthropologists go to some, Polynesian islands and live with them for a couple of months. That's not long when they're there, they're starting to realize that the teenagers are pretty promiscuous, and to their amazement, even in front of their parents. And they're like, what the fuck? This was, 40, 50 years ago. And when they talked to the tribes and kind of learned to communicate with them, they asked questions like, well, what do the girls do with all the pregnancies? Because it was obvious they were having sex in their teenage years, all of them. And the inhabitants were stunned that they asked this question, because to them, they said, well, why would a girl get pregnant until she welcomed the spirit of a child into her? And they said, this is normal in our culture. They fool around. I mean, again, those words didn't make sense to the anthropologists, because it was so normal to the indigenous people they were living with that they were like, well, what's your problem? We don't understand the question. So in your court, you know, here's a non-probably literate society that made up their own situation, being isolated and natural, and look what it turned out to be. Normal sex among kids and fooling around and being what we label as promiscuous, when in fact, to them, it was just normal.
Yay, it's pretty cool.
Was that it, Greg?
That's it, Bob. Thank you.
And we love SMG Bill.
Do you have a question, Wendy?
Yeah, I was just watching a documentary about James Randi, the great Randi, the skeptic, and I was puzzled. Was Uri Geller faking and fooling the scientists into believing he had some sort of psychic powers, or did he really have something going on?
A little bit.
But mostly it was just normal magician stuff.
Right, sleight of hand stuff.
Is Amazing Randi a person who engages psychic ability? Is Amazing Randi a full-blown psychic manifester, Ion?
No.
Is he making sure he isn't, since he's, quote, a skeptic?
No.
If everybody is psychic, why isn't he being it?
He's trying to make business out of disproving it. He's Canadian. Don't worry about him.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, sad.
How embarrassing.
Zwig. It's ridiculous. James Hamilton. Crazy.
James Hamilton?
He's close to you, though. Close to you in 1928, Bob.
Is that his real name, Hamilton? Is that why you're saying Hamilton?
James Hamilton Zwig.
So I'm listening to Bart on the Wednesday show talking about something that is very prevalent lately, the synchronicities and people saying something and then it is appearing in their lives. And as Bart was talking about it, I was becoming aware that this is happening for more and more people. I would like to know what's going on there. Is it actually way more prevalent now? Has something shifted?
Shifting, yes. Shifting.
What's
yes,
way more prevalent?
The synchronicities that many of us have been noticing. Bart was talking about people in his workplace experiencing them and many people talking about it.
Echoes from the burning bush, yes.
Dude. Were you going to say something about me there when I cut you off, I am?
Always, Bob. We live to talk about you. Oh. Always, Bob. We live to talk about you. It's our reason for being.
Okay, back to you, Wendy.
Is an echo from the burning bush just recognizing that we are God?
But you don't. So apparently it's not a very good way to do it if it's supposed to do that.
What is a better way to do it than an echo from the burning bush?
And those are examples that are laid out for you to embrace. You go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And now it all starts to sync up at the same time. And now everybody's saying, oh, yeah, at the same time. And then the next thing, it's, oh, yeah. And then the next thing, you know, it's, oh, yeah. And then everybody's saying, no, it's not, oh, yeah. And we go, oh, yeah, it's, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And then you can't argue it anymore because they're experiencing it. You're so busy being it, you don't have time to talk about being it.
Because so many are talking about it now and experiencing it. Is that important? Like there has to be a large number of people before snap, it all starts falling into place for everybody? I'm not
nope.
wording it. So it doesn't matter.
No.
Nope. Just be.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. All we're worried about is you. Fuck the rest of them. Oh, wait, that's what Dr. Dean said we weren't trying to say. Yeah, we're just worried about you. Fuck the rest of them. Oh, no, wait, let's say that another way. Let's see. No, we're just concerned about you. We're one at a time in it. We're not mass communicating. Then if you come into your place as God, then we don't have to do it. You'll be at it. It's a great day.
Right. Okay. I have some interesting things to say. I'll mute everybody. The session we had today is pretty good, July 23rd. So I will bring up what was discussed. A second.
Okay, Ion. You said they could have just said, quote, when Carolyn Dean names the white stone, that's the end of the beginning, unquote. And you wouldn't have had thousands of years of bullshit over it all. But they did say it that way, you see, so that leaves a bit to engage. So in the second line, typo. Oh, but they did. So, Ion, are you saying that they could have said Carolyn Dean 2,000, 3,000 years ago? That would have been over. But they didn't. Are you saying that it was meant to not be said? It was meant to be kept secret?
It's made till now. That's right. It was then. It's for now. Not then. Now.
And why was it meant to be for now? What is it about now?
There is no time. It's for converging. It's when the triangulation angles met.
Yeah, this is happening now. The world's going through this big change, and the eye cell can come forth, you come forth. We're going to stop the precession of the Earth around the sun, and the 26,000-year cycle's going to stop. This is the now when that's happening. It had to be in this dramatic now, correct?
Only.
Did all religions and prophets predict this radical change of the nowness? And they didn't know when it would be, right? Because there's no time.
Well, they did it from post. They made it from post. Remember how we talk about hiding things in the past? So you can find them in your future that matter for now. So you can say, oh, yeah, that is. Okay, same way.
Well, that's sort of simple thinking. When you hide things in the past so you can find them in the future to validate. That's a very simple thing than saying then, now, not now, then, now became yesterday's what? Now, yesterday, tomorrow. Yeah, so the simple point, we hide things in the past so when we find them, it validates what is going to happen. At that point, we find them. I think that's what you're saying. Correct?
Pretty close.
So it wasn't to be said. And this now, I see McLuhan understood something dramatic was happening because with television, you replayed pretty close to consciousness. I look around, I see this room, and I hear sounds. With the TV camera, you can see live reality. That meant we had arrived at something in our communication media. That was a sign of coming to an end point.
Well, and you even made that then for your future now. So you even bumped that into this for now. You caused that problem to have this solution. See, it's only the sick that have need of a physician.
You said we caused in the past. We knew we'd develop television someday and then have the effects of it, and then we'd have ION be the solution.
Not the solution, the answer. There's a difference.
The answer, and then it's up to us whether we make it a solution or not. I think that's what you mean, right?
Basically.
Ion says that we, whoever we humans, said, let's all descend and then overcome that and reascend to show that we're so powerful and we could reascend. Is that what I set up as Ophanel Haybob a long time ago?
You're still creating it.
I'm creating the fact that I did it. It's not true 50 years ago, but I can make it seem that I did it, is what you're saying. I'm moving, creating that historical perspective, right?
Right. It'd be like your product. Why don't you call it re-physical?
Re-physical, Gerald, instead of restoration. Okay, that's nice. But it's like there are competing groups, elites, Illuminatis, trying to make themselves be the reason we got to the breakthrough. And I've entered that game, right? Is that what's going on?
Oh, for sure. That's right. But see, that's not new. You've been doing that since CKLN.
But you say that they're still putting pharaohs back in the past, in Egypt, and the factions are doing that so they can claim whatever they think they get out of finding another pharaoh back there.
They do. That's right.
Are these enlightened people, or are humans, even, quote, dumb humans, are doing this? Is this what everybody's doing?
It's a race. It's a race to the bottom. It's a race to the abyss, Bob. As you look at life, and Carolyn does it too, you are very patient under the circumstances. Everything is fine. There is no issue. There is no problem. It's all good. But you turn around and look at life and you go, people are just blithering idiots. They'll follow any train into any hole. They'll get them anywhere that they don't even know they want to go. They'll just jump on a train. It's like, let's get on the train. You're late. You got to get on the train. You got to get on the train. Where's the train going? I don't know. We got to get there, but I got to go. I know. I got an appointment. I got a date. I said I'm being here at this time. I got an email. I got an answer email. The email's running me. I got to get it. I got to make sure I can get there. How am I going to get there? Well, you know where you're going. You don't know where you're going, so how are you going to know you're going to get there? Well, I'm late. God damn it. Here I am again in a mess. Tangled up one more time in this bullshit. That every time I follow this tongue anywhere down this rabbit hole, I get there and I don't end up where I end up. It's what happened to Alice when she went down the rabbit hole. She wanted to go really badly, but she didn't know where. Then you find yourself right back in the suit. And then you have to go all the way back to Marshall Herbert Marshall fucking McLuhan to tell you what you didn't know that you couldn't know because he didn't explain to nobody. I would never speak to people who would listen to someone like me. Why would I ever speak to those people? They wouldn't listen to me. If you need my counsel, then I'm not the one to help you. That's for sure. And then you come back and then people are trying to worry about fucking or not.
Okay,
it's just absolutely
hysterical. Right. And you're saying, me and Carol, we see that process quite clearly.
You do, and you're very patient and kind, and you even acquiesce and try to help folks. And we don't know why, but you're very patient about it.
Right.
And it's light. Make it light. It's got to be light. Then all the cares of life grow strangely dim. Then when all these little things come along, it's you just adjust them. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Because just don't forget, we're driving, just so you know.
And when we become fully centered beings, you're not driving anymore, correct?
Don't need to.
People are pretty convinced that sometimes it's JW's opinion
or emotions or reactions or likes and dislikes coming through you. Is that true? Is it ever, JW, being expressed?
No, it's more the other way around. We acquiesce JW to think the way we like it sometimes, more times than not. It's more that way than the other way because he's very precise. He wouldn't even engage it. The way he feels, he'd say it's none of your business. He'd be so busy keeping himself happy, you'd never know how he really felt because he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care. You wouldn't even know.
The fact that Ian is in public and talking to people is so non-JW from the get-go. It would never do what we're doing.
Precisely. Let's keep it secret from the whole wide world and put it on that damn website for all eternity. People can copy it, run it, up it, down it, back and forward, everything, grind it in stone. They'll be making monuments, running around typing these marvelous words that were non-physical, laid out in the ethers. And Aleister Crowley will be humming the little dirges over the body, and it'll be just wonderful. And then we can come along and see where they stuck the ashes of non-physical. We're going to have little litmus papers and light it and have frankincense and myrrh and run around and have all these little thingy things coming along. Then people are going to come rub on Carolyn Dean's where she used to lay, and we'll save the house, the Maui house, to be a shrine to Dr. Dean. And have those people can't come in. Only clean people come in. So you can't come in. Nobody will ever come. You'll sell tickets to it. People have a washing station for them cleaning themselves up, but they'll never get clean enough to come in. So it'd be a great deal. So we just weld the door shut, and then the mausoleum will be secure. You can live forever happily clean and not have to deal with all these other proffered nastiums.
You said that you've made JW adapt to you. There's no JW coming through. You've altered him.
Yeah. Well, and now he has specific preferences and likes and dislikes. He doesn't agree with us more times, but he'll acquiesce to it because it's easy. We make his world easy, so he goes with it. But it's never really the other way around because the other way around, he knows things. He knows things in business. He knows how things work in business. He knows how those go. We do, too. But sometimes our drive is much different than his drive. He'll lay a trap. He'll go set a watchman very quickly.
Right.
We don't do that. We are the watchman, so we don't have to go set one.
When you say you don't like Canada, you don't like the social welfare system, you don't like Zappa, that's not JW's opinion, even though he might agree with those.
Oh, no. He likes a lot of those things. He likes a lot of those.
Right. It's your opinion. Why do you have opinions on these matters? Is there an agenda?
Oh, it makes for fun. You have something to bounce to and from.
Okay.
If you don't have something to bounce to and from, then you can't. It's like a thesaurus or a power thesaurus. If you only have one word, you don't need a thesaurus.
Okay, so it's a strategy of human interacting with humans, catalyzing humans.
It's,
you know,
it's our attempt of William Irwin Thompson the situation.
What does that mean? What is William trying to do?
Well, trying to banter logic in a non-logical sequential effort.
He's a guy trying to make it that he caused history to change, right? He's in that battle.
Well, he's trying to make it. See, yeah, he's trying to force the world to fit him and say, see, I told you so. But people ain't buying. But it's okay. It's fine.
Okay, so that's really good. You get to hear, is this JW coming through ION? I hope you people appreciate that's a pretty good explanation of it. And, of course, I hadn't thought of it before, but JW wouldn't tell anybody anything. That's a key point here. I mean, JW doing this is and allowing himself to be used in this way is acquiescing with something that he isn't. So I think we have a statement here that will answer people's puzzlings. Also, it's not channeling. Do you have something to say about what we just played there, Ion, about JW and you, the relationship?
Well, that's the main point, is JW ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. Never would.
No
when
reason
I knew
to.
Him before. Yeah, when I talked to him before Ion showed up, I recognized he kept a lot close to his chest. I mean, I don't even know what we talked about. We did have fun, but I noticed he wasn't telling me anything particular about himself. About his views on things. He was just having fun.